कृष्ण बलराम
कृष्ण बलराम जय
जय।
ऑफ कोर्स all
thinking of relocation. We have to leave this place. He had been thinking ahead of the rest of the members of the community. And not only was concerned, he wanted to do something about it. Being concerned is one thing, but he was a step ahead forward. So he had traveled and traveled all over Braj. There are 12 forests of Vrindavan. And he's thinking of one of those forests called Vrindavan. All forests are not called Vrindavan. Each one of them have their own name. He says, Vanam Vrindavanam Naam. There is a forest called Vrindavan. Navakananam. It is new to us. Pashabhyam. What is so special about this Vrindavan? It's good for our cows, pashus, pashabhyam. Good for the animals. First concern. Major concern. If we go there, what about our animals? Is that a good place for our animals also? Yes, yes. Before you query is there. Rupa Gopi Gavam Sevyam, and also Sevaniya, very the Gop and Gopis. Gop, Gopi, translation is not required. You understand Gop? You understand Gopis? Coward men, coward ladies, girls. Sevyam is a wonderful place to reside and worship. And another very special feature, Punyadri, there is Punyadri, there is a very auspicious mountain, Punyadri, Adri's mountain. Pranavi Rudham, and it is full of green grasses, everywhere is a grass, waters, lakes, shades, caves, and Punyatranaviruham. Tatra Deva Yashyamaha, and his proposal is today only, we will leave for that place. How do we go? Shaktan Yuktamam Chiram. Get all the ox carts ready. Mahachiram, no delays. Rush, get your carts ready. Godhanani Agrato Yantu. The cows will be in the front, the carts behind. Bhavatam Yadi Rojate. This is my proposal. If you so desire, we could do this. This is only proposal. And in response to this proposal, Tashutvaika Eka Diyo Gopaha Sadhu Sadviti Vadinaha. Eka Diya means unanimous. Eka Diya. Everyone's intelligence is on the same wavelength. You say this in America. Everybody's dhiya, the intelligence is fixed on this idea. They are all unanimous. And how did he find out that they were all unanimous? They all said, Sadhu, 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 Sadhu. Very nice, very nice, wonderful. We are for this proposal. Let's go. Rajan Swan Swan Samayujya Yayu Rura Parichadaha. And they immediately got up to return to their respective homes and got their acts together, got their ox carts together, yoked the oxen teams, loaded all the paraphernalia. Rura Parichadaha. Loaded TV set. not required.
Computer.
The last thing. Doordarshan. TV in India is called Doordarshan. Something that is at the great distance, bring that closer and watch it. But for them, Krishna Balaram was that darshan. Gurdhan Balansi Yo Rajan Sarupa Karnani Cha Anaha Swarupya Bhupala. So who gets to sit in the cart? The old folks in the cart. Balan, children, they go into the cart. Striyaha, the ladies in the cart. Everyone else is walking. Culture. We get to know the culture also. We get to know the mode of transportation also. If you want to shift, look for a cart. But they also have some weapons, bows and arrows. They're equipped with the bows and arrows because they have to travel through the forest. And the cows, Godhanani Puraskatya, take note of this. They are carrying wealth with them. What is that wealth? Godhanani. Dhan is wealth. What is dhan? The cows. So they're carrying their wealth in the form of the cow. Economic development begins with land and the cows. Godhanani Puraskatya, they're in the forefront. Shranganya Purya Sarvataha. And many bugles. Oh! Bugles are. Get ready, like an inspirer to signal, time to go, is everyone ready? Purya Ghoshena Mahata, out loud they are playing their bugles. Yayusaha Purohitaha. And they are also taking their Purohit, the priests. Chanting mantras for all auspiciousness. In this connection, it is to be noted, Srila Prabhupada writes, although inhabitants of Gokul were mostly cowherd men and cultivators, they knew how to defend themselves from danger and how to give protection to women, the old men, the cows and children, as well as to the Brahminical Purohits. Gopyo Rura Ratha Nutna Kuchak Kumkuma Kantaya. Shude Goswami. Describing ladies, the beauty of the ladies is Swami. Oh, Swami. And their breasts and their youthful bodies and kumkum on the breasts. Well decorated in every possible way. Their Banarasi sarees. Yeah, is that popular one? Silk sarees. That's a popular looking in the mirror and I was busy with chiropractor. Where did you purchase that one? That's not the topic. Wonderful ladies, wonderfully dressed. Suvas. Vas means dress. Suvas. Wonderfully dressed. Nishka Kantya, the lockets hanging from their necks and very valuable gems. In the midst of that, Krishna Leela Jagu Pritya. Krishna Leela Jagu, they are singing Leelas of Krishna, Leela, Ram, Balaram, Leela, Pritya, with great pleasure. They're chanting glories of Krishna and Balaram. Yashoda Rohinya Vikam Sharadamasite Rejatu Krishna Ramabhyam Tatkatha Shravanotsuke. So there is one card. And that one card, the hundreds and thousands of cards. Each family has one card. And old folks, lady, children are sitting in the card. And one card, the Yashoda Rohini, Krishna, Balaram are sitting in one cart. Shakatam, shakat means cart. Yes. Shakatam astite Rijatu Krishna Brahmabhyam and Katha Shravana Utsuke. They are very, very eager. Utsuk. They are very eager. Very anxious to talk about Katha, Krishna Rama Bhyam Katha. Vrindavanam Sampravishya Sarvakala Sukhavaham. So as the cards are going, Krishna Balaram, Rohini, Yashoda in one cart, and so many other carts behind, so many carts ahead of that cart, and cows in the front, and coward men are in the front around with their spears and bows and arrows and bugles, and the priest are also going, chanting the mantras, and whole procession, grand procession is on the bank, eastern bank of Jamuna, going in a northerly direction. Delhi side. They're going and going and going. Their goal is to, Vrindavan is trans Jamuna, other side of Jamuna is Vrindavan. They have a cross, but as they were traveling, soon there was sunset and it was difficult. So they camped. They were camping on the bank of the river. And next morning as they got up, they're waking up Krishna. Udivati Gopala. Oh Gopal, please get up. Oh Gopal, please. Oh Balaram, please get up. They're singing songs. Oh, getting up. Vrindavan forest, the birds are chirping. Some clocks are there. They are mentioned in Dwarka pastimes. No alarm clock. The clock is a clock. He just shoots a few grins and he does his job. No repairs, no maintenance, just few grins and he wakes you up. Beautiful to look at. But Vrindavan inside, the peacocks and parrots and so many other cuckoos, birds, they're open up, they're chirping and They're waking up as they're singing their songs. They're waking up people. So everybody's up, and now they are across Yamuna, the big span, a big wide river bed. So what they do, this is described in Dharta Sanhita, more detail. They're not mentioned here by Shukadeva Goswami, but Dharta Acharya fills in the blanks. So they built a bridge using the carts, using the ox cart. They place one cart, they place the next cart in front of that cart, next one in front, and next one, and next one. And soon there were a few hundred carts, one in front of the other, and they started walking over that bridge. And there are many bridges, like many carts, one after the other, one in front of the other. And they're all crossing Yamuna. Yamuna Maya Ke! Yamuna Maya Ke! Yamuna Maya Ke! The cows are speeding across. They're carrying calf on their shoulders, and they're swimming. The coward men are swimming with a calf on their shoulders, and the cow of that calf is right behind. You don't have to do anything. Her calf is going, so that's a magnetic pull. She's being pulled by the affection for the calf. So many coward men are going across, swimming, holding the cows on their shoulders, and the cows are following. So they're crossing, and elderly and children, old folks are going through the ox cart bridgeway, and they have crossed. So what? Vrindavanam sampravishya. Sukadeva Goswami said, now they have crossed Yamuna and sampravishya, they have nicely entered, meaning they are not entered and just there on the bank of the river. No, nicely entered means gone deeper into the forest, Vrindavan forest. Tatra chakrur braja vasam, and there they park the carts, shakatair Ardha Chandra Vat Chandra. What is Chandra?
Moon.
Ardha?
Half.
Ardha Chandra Vat. Just like in a semi-circle. They part all their shakatas. And circle is made by the shakat, the carts. So that is becoming a fence, and they are residing inside. This is where they have landed, where they are going to be residing now next 3 years and 4 months, according to Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. Krishna was 3 years and 4 months when they left Gokul for Vrindavan. They shifted, relocation took place. Krishna was 3 months. 3 years and 4 months, and Balaram? 4 years and 4 months. There he was giving birth to one child every year. So by that calculation. So where this shakat, chatikara, chatikara, you know chatikara. Old folks, devotees, now chatikara road. There is a chatikara road. You go from Delhi on highway, and if you are not interested in Taj Mahal, you make a left turn to go to Krishna Balaram temple. Where that T junction? T junction? The highway coming, and then you go to Vrindavan. T junction. So at that junction, there's a village called Chatikara. Refers to this Chatikara, Shakat. That's where the center of the township, when they relocated, was there. And that road became known as Chatikara Road was first, and then became known as Bhakti Vedanta Swami R.K. If you take that road, then you end up at the lotus feet of Krishna. Otherwise you end up in Taj Mahal. You have to wake up, make sure you take the right turn. Left turn, in fact. I would take left turn. Yeah. That is right. Left is right.
Vrindavanam Govardhanam Yamuna Pulinani cha.
So where they are residing is this. Where is this Vrindavan? This is between Govardhan Hill all the way to Yamuna. That whole forest is Vrindavan Forest. Govardhanam Pulina Nicha Yamuna Pulina Nicha Viksha Asit Uttama Priti Rama Madhavo Madhav Yur Nipa Nipa. Oh King, is King Parikshit. Are you listening, King Parikshit? Why you have to say Nipa, O King? He's trying to get his attention. Oh King, are you hearing? Are you with me? Other than no reason. Oh Nipa, O King Parikshit. But I was just there, where Sukadeva Goswami spoke Bhagavatam. I was just there 10 days ago. Wonderful place. On the banks of Ganga. Sukadeva Goswami is speaking. He's sitting there and he's talking all of Vrindavan pastimes. Looking for a ship. The big banyan tree and the murti of Sukadeva Goswami, there he sat and spoke. What we are reading now was spoken by him right there. And as they were sitting not far from there and reciting Bhagavatam, one short class we did in spot where Sukadeva Goswami spoke these pastimes. And to our audience, we said, look, there's Sukadeva Goswami. They took darshan of Sukadeva Goswami's murti. Sukadeva Goswami, hey! And next to Sukadeva Goswami's murti, there was a pujari. So when we showed everyone Sukadeva Goswami, the pujari, he was reading newspaper. Sukadeva Goswami recited Bhagavatam and caretaker of that place, absorbed in reading newspaper. This is the age of Kali. Viksha Asit Uttama Priti. So by seeing the Vrindavan, which is situated between Govardhan and Yamuna, Rama Madhava, Ram is Balram, Madhav is Krishna, Uttara Preeti, they were enjoying their lots of pleasure. Uttara Preeti, the best, good times, as they had arrived there. Evam Rajokasam Preetim Yachanto Balacheshtitai Kalavakyai Svakalena Vatsapala Upabhuvatu. Rajokasam, the residents of Vrindavan, they were also enjoying. Bala Chestitai, the Bala Chesta, the pastimes, childhood pastimes, sweet nectarian pastimes of Rama, Madhava, Ram and Madhava's pastimes they were enjoying. Kalavakyai, they were little boys. They were not even able to say full sentences. Broken language. To be half sentence they were able to say. They don't know the verb and the noun. And they were just saying something. Kalavakyai. But even those sentences, the broken language spoken by Krishna and Balaram was relished by Rajukasa, the residents of Vrindavan. Svakalena Vatsapalo Babhuvatu, and as they were now growing, they were about 4 years old, Balaram 5 years old, Vatsapalo. They become Vatsapalas. Vatsa, what is Vatsa?
Calf.
Calf and Pala protector. They become calf herd boys. Vatsapalo, Babu Vatu. Krishna and Balaram very much wanted to, go out, outing. They were eager for another, some more variety, the spice of life. So mostly they were enjoying the Vatsalya Ras. They were eager for another Ras, another mellow, Sakya Ras. So they would go out into the fields, into the forest. Then the calf herding as well as playing with the friends, two in one. So they were very, very eager. When they proposed this, Yashoda was not into this.
No, going into the forest, you're drinking breast milk every now and then. And it's so tender, look at your those feet are pinkish and soft. Out there thorns and the heat and rocks. She couldn't imagine Krishna and Balaram going out there herding cows. But they were insisting. And the good news was Nanda Maharaj was in favor. Let them go. They want to go. So, along with the father, Ananda, and then Krishna and Balaram, only Yashoda again, so three against one. So one. And they got to go as calf herd boys. They're little boys, so little cows they could manage. They could manage big cows, so little cows. Choti choti gaiya, choti choti. And then that one. Gaiya, the cow does choti choti, small calves. The boys are also choto choto, small boys. And they're going. The first day, a small group of cows were gathered by Nanda and Yashoda. Krishna and Balaram were given ropes, holding ropes. And as they were leaving the town, Nanda and Yashoda were accompanying, and some crash course was given how to, different instructions, how to turn them around and how to get them to sit down. And as they were leaving, they showed up. Come back soon! Don't go deep into the forest! And Balaram, get a
brother.
Yes, mommy. Yes, my, yeah, yes, you show them, yeah. And there are other friends also, they also have their cows. And they go into the forest. What's up, hello, Babu, what do? And then you show that, okay, you will go, but not every day. You see. So sometimes Krishna, he was kept behind. No, no, not today, no, we don't go today. Okay, Maya, I stay behind. And mother is relieved, thinking he's staying behind. And his Balram goes, some other neighboring friends are going, the cows are going. And see, next you're looking through the window, huh? And he's not there, Krishna is not there. And she gets busy with her churning butter and other household duties. From time to time she looks through the window to make sure he has not joined. A few times she looked, see, only Balram and other friends are there. Nice boy, his obedient child is following my command. But the next time she looked through the window, she saw Krishna running. And she starts running behind him. And Krishna is trying to run faster. Balram, Balram, help, help. And Yashoda is running behind. Hey Krishna, come here, where are you going? Stop, stop. So finally she has caught up with Krishna, but Krishna also has caught up with Balram. And Balram is holding inside, and Yashoda is the whole tug of war. No, no, take care, let him go, let him go. No, he cannot go. That also would go on. Avidode Vrajabhu Vrajabhuvaha Saha Gopala Dharakai Charaya Masatur Vatsan Nana Krida Parichado. So they are allowed only to go avi dure. Dur means distance. Avi means not long distance. It's a condition. You could go, but you cannot go deep into the forest. Just near the village, near Goku, near Buddha, underground. You could go. Charya Mahasa, and they're taking care of the cows. Well, the cows are grazing and they're playing. Nana Krida. Nana Krida. Krida, the Leela. How many Kridas? Nana Krida. Many, many Kridas. Many, many Leelas they're performing. Nana Avataram Makaro. Bhuvaneshu Kintu. Nana Avatar. Nana. So, some sample Kridas mentioned this. One word, one Leela. Half sentence, one Leela. Kvachit vada yato venum. This is one Leela. Both Krishna and Balram, what do they do? Veda yato venum. They are playing the venums. Kshepanai kshepataha kvachit. Sometimes they're throwing rocks. I want to get some fruits from the trees. The mango season. They're taking rocks and kshepane kshepataha kvachit kvachit padai kinkini vihi. And they'll do the jingling, tinkling bells around their ankles, and they're jumping. And how do they hear? Huh? They like to, huh? sounds of their own bells and they're enjoying jumping up.
Kochit padai kinkini bhi.
There's no other sound. There's no noise pollution there. Every little detail could be heard. Tinkling, jingling of the bell. Pin drop silence. What kind of silence? You drop a pin and big sound. Amplified sound. Now there's a bomb. When a bomb, no one hears. There's so much sound. Pin drop, bomb drop.
And sometimes they are playing, imitating Gobrashai, the cows. They are on their knees and not standing, but and they are playing. I'm a cow, you're a calf, you're this, you are that. They're playing different.
Parasparam. And next thing is they're fighting with each other. They're beating each other. Huh? Hey, come.
Anukratya rutai jantu stiratu prakratu yatha.
Sudhir Goswami says, they're playing as if they are prakrat, as a children. Like this. Children everywhere, they play like this. What do the children do?
Balavasta, Kira Sakta.
Children all over the world, all children, what do? They play. This is predominant pastime of children is to play. Balavasta, Kira Sakta. They're attached to the play. Did you play? American children play?
Oh, yeah.
I used to think that they were probably not playing. When I was a child, I used to think that American children must be very serious, scientific, looking through their microscopes, many schools. They must not be playing. I had a misconception that. But for the first time I came, landed in New York airport and going to the temple, the school and playground children were playing. And I was convinced. The children play wherever. So Krishna and Balaram, prakrataha yata, as if the children play, they also play. Those simple things, small games, no big deals. But when Krishna does anything, it's a big deal and becomes a talk of the town.
Kadachit Jamuna Tire Vatsans Charyato Swakai.
Once upon a time. A little serious business here. Normally playing, normally, but one day, Jamuna Tire, on the banks of Jamuna. You feel nice when you say Jamuna Tire. You could say that in English also, but when you say Jamuna Tire, something special about saying Jamuna Tire.
Vasam charyato svapai.
They were playing and taking care of their cows.
Vayashai Krishna balayor jigansu daitya agamat.
One demon arrived.
answer. He wanted to kill Krishna and Balaram. That was his intention. He arrived on the scene. Kambasarupinam viksha dasayutagatam harihi. Immediately. Krishna. Krishna has taken note. Viksha. This demon has arrived in the form of Vatsarupinam. Vatsarup. His rup is, form is like that of Vatsa. Yes, sir? With a calf. So that he could hide in the midst of other calves. Someone said, if the terrorist was to come to this Khan temple, he would come in what form? So he would come to chant each other. Come on, Vrindavan. Some sadhu has come, please come, sir. And if he's more smart, he'll come as sannyasi. Watch out. Vatsarupinam viksha. But Krishna detected. Vatsayutagatam hari darshayan baladevaya. And he started showing Balaram. Hey, hey, come. Yes, yes, I'm here. Look at that calf. That one, not that one. Darshayan baladevaya shanair mogda ivakasat. As if bewildered. Shrimati Gosvami. As if Krishna doesn't know why he has come. What is the purpose of this demon? Why is he here? Why is he here for? Mugdha Eva. Externally he's showing that he doesn't know. Look, some demon. But why is he here? He showed Balaram. The next thing, Grahitva Parapadabhyam Sahalangulam Achyuta. So Krishna took leave and he moves forward. And as Krishna is moving forward, that cat demon is also moving forward, is looking behind. And Krishna is right behind, coming right behind. He's trying to avoid. There's so many cows, hundreds, thousands of them, and he's trying to hide. But Krishna is following, Krishna is following. Krishna is not leaving him alone. And as Krishna finally, Vrhitva, he caught hold of the hind legs along with the tail. It says, Langula, Saha Langula. Langula means tail. And the hind legs and the tail. Brahmayitva. Twirling and whirling also. He's doing two things, twirling. Twirling and whirling. Kavitha gre praniho vata jivitam itru. On the top of tree called Kapitha. It's not translated, it's called Kapitha. It's a tree and as it's thrown, by the time it landed on the top, Kapitha agreed, the top of the tree, Mahakaya, and he was small one. He was a small calf size, and he was amongst the calves. But as he slipped, or Krishna threw him away to land on the top of the tree, between the time he slipped from the hand and landed on the top of the tree, Mahakaya issued big form. Paipotana, so the regular sized lady. But once Krishna started drinking blood and the milk, and the poison and the milk, then she grew in size. Mahakaya Patyamanai Papada. And so Mahakaya, so heavy bodies that the tree fell down. Tambhikshya Vismita Bada Sasanshu Sadhu Sadviti. When all the children, all the friends noticed what Krishna did, how he picked up that calf demon and whirled through him, lost life, that did. Bada, the children, his friends, they started praising Krishna. How did they praise? Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Started glorifying. And that was the cowherd, calfherd friends were glorifying Krishna. Devascha parisantushtaha, and Deva, the demigods also. They immediately get the demigods arrived on the scene, in the sky. Parisantushtaha, they are pleased, satisfied, relieved also to see the big demon has been killed. Babuvo, babuvo, pushpavarshinaha. And immediately started shower of flowers. Heavenly flowers from their own abodes, they have come with the flowers. They are showering flowers and playing different instruments. Asuras are dancing, then the brothers singing, the whole show going on. And it's up there in the sky, glorifying the Lord. Tau vatsapadako bhutva sarva lokai kapadako saprata prashau ho vassancha. And Shukadeva Goswami is kind of concluding this thought before he moves on to another demon's arrival and pastimes, more pastimes. Tau vatsa palako bhutva. Tau, those two. Those two. Balako Bhutva. What's a Balako Bhutva? By becoming what's a Balakas? Sarvalokaika Balako. They are Lokapalas. They are protectors and maintainers of the entire creation, whole universe. But here they appear to be taking care of only cows. They have nothing else, they have nothing to do with the maintenance of the universe, they have nothing to do with these lokapalas, and they're not lokanathas, vishnathas, they're just concerned with their taking, all that they do is take care of the cows, and they're playing. And the world, who knows how it is running, who is operating, and
So he says, Vayathe Kshena Prakriti. He told Arjuna, hey, I am Arjuna, you know. I am the dog stuff with me. Vayathe Kshena Prakriti, Suvyate Sa Chara Chara. I am Sa Chara Achara. Everything moving, non-moving, I am the superintendent. Vrida aham samaditani, Krishna says. Arjuna, Vrida aham, I know, what do you know? Samaditani, everybody's past I know. Vartamanani charjuna, I know the present of everybody. Bhavishyani cha bhutani. And I know Bhavishya also. Without looking at her palm. Palm reading?
Palm.
Yes. He doesn't have to read your palm. He knows. But the trouble is, Krishna says, Mam tu vedana kashana. I know everybody's past, present, future, but no one knows me. No one knows about me. So when they're looking at this past time, me taking care of the calf and playing, Sukadeva Goswami says, he's not only Vatsa Palaka, he's Sarva Lokaika Palako. Sarva Lokaika Palaka. Palako. Sarva Lokaika Palako is two. Sadhakar Asho Govatsan Charayanto. It's early morning, during early morning hours, they take their breakfast. I should have not mentioned. And then they would get their lunch packets ready and go out to take care of the cow, the calves. So he just killed the demon, but his form was Vatsa Rupinam. His form was like a calf. It's a cow, calf. You're a sinner. You have to take a bath to become free from sin. Go to Ganga. Go to the holy places, sacred rivers. Take a holy dip and come back. So, after this pastime, he was accused. Radha also had accused Sunaya killed. Which demon was that? Aristasur. He was also. Bull. Now he, for killing calf, he was also accused. So Krishna, he created Ganga from his mind. We are also on the banks of Ganga. Just a few days ago, in fact, I traveled from the banks of Ganga to Florida here. We had a nice time on the banks of Ganga, Hadidwar, Uttarkhasi, here, there, Himalayan mountains. So there also remembering this last time Krishna was accused, and then one day we went early morning hours to take holy dip. Instead of taking bath in the bathroom, we all went to Ganga, took bath there, many devotees. And we have Prabhupada Murthy, life-size Murthy with us. And some devotees went with Prabhupada
full bath to Prabhupada, right? But it was not easy to pull him under the water, put him down in the water. Because the way the murti is made. And they were pushing him, and Prabhupada was just trying to push him down, and Prabhupada would jump. And someone said, "Jesse, he's not sinking. Prabhupada doesn't sink." Someone said, "Prabhupada doesn't sink." That's right. Yeah, that's right. Prabhupada doesn't sink.
Yeah, huh? Forget it. Yeah, yeah. We have to have a ceremony.
So, Prabhupada ki. Shri Krishna Balarama ki. Balarama Sundar ki.